On this one, this is Matt Fowler, by the way, but you already figured that out, otherwise you wouldn't even have clicked on play. On this little audio boo, I want to talk about SOPA and PIPA. But not so much talk about the bill. Talk about today, which is January 18th, talk about the blackout that a lot of websites are doing. Google did not so much blackout their website as much as they just put a black banner over their logo, kind of a doodle style to today. Wikipedia, which, as many of you know, is where a lot of people get their information, has completely redirected their website to a blackout. Another popular site, Boing Boing, which is at boingboing.net, has also done kind of the same thing as Wikipedia and made it where they redirect to a kind of black page that describes why they're doing it and etc. This is a good idea because it is saying, you know, when if these bills pass, internet censorship will take force and they will control what we get to see. However, I don't think completely blacking out your website for 24 hours is exactly the right approach. And here is why. When you do this, you are only hurting the people who seek information. The bill hasn't passed yet. Nobody censored you. So why exactly should you be sending this message? I do believe you should have some kind of awareness today. Maybe some kind of bar at the top or some kind of something. I mean, you guys run the websites. You know better to do than I. But completely, you know, killing your website for 24 hours, I mean, it kind of limits your audience, doesn't it? I don't know. I hope the bills don't pass. Supposedly our President Barack Obama has said, don't worry, we're not going to let anything like this happen. And I hope he's right. However, if something like this does not pass, something else will happen in the future. Censorship is a big thing, and piracy is a bad thing. But these bills are not the proper way to do it. This is going to end very interestingly.